Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And according to a study published just this week from Johns Hopkins University researchers, a problem pregnancy combined with genes associated with a higher risk of schizophrenia can significantly increase the risk of the child developing schizophrenia. Sharon Begley is senior science writer with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Sharon, how was this study conducted?
So, Robin, what they did is take thousands of people, about half of them with schizophrenia and half without. They did a genetic analysis to look for, in particular, 108 genes that a few years ago were identified as all raising the risk of schizophrenia, but each by a teeny tiny bit. And then they took a step beyond that, namely looking at the condition of the pregnancy that led to the individuals. They looked for a whole bunch of complications, but in particular, preeclampsia, which is basically gestational high blood pressure, but also diabetes, obesity, and a number of things that can in total affect the fetus, and in particular, how healthy the placenta was. So the whole idea was to look at both the genetics, nature, as it were, and the environment, i.e. nurture, simplistically defined, to see how they might work together to affect an individual's risk of developing schizophrenia.
So this is fascinating because we know that schizophrenia is very complicated and that 108 regions of the genome have been identified as raising the risk of getting the disease. And then you're saying that they also found that when there are problems during the pregnancy that affected the placenta, you name some, but others might be alcohol, smoking.
Yes, exactly. And as you're saying, the placenta is key here.
Mm. Well, so many people are surprised to hear that there's something other than genetics that could produce something like schizophrenia. We already know that there are environmental impacts as well. But tell us more about how important this research is.
Right. So why this is so interesting is why, you know, people wave their hands and say, oh, yes, everything we are, everything we become is the product of both nature and nurture. But generally, those two things are thought of as existing separately and separately individually contributing to whether someone develops, you know, whatever, breast cancer, a mental illness, just, you know, the list goes on and on and on. Where this study stands out is by finding that whether the genes, the 108 genes, are turned on, whether they are active, whether they do as, they are billed to do, depends on the environment. Literally, the environment in which those genes find themselves, specifically in utero, in the placenta, will either turn them on, in which case there is a greater risk of schizophrenia, or keep them off, in which case there is hardly at all an elevated risk of schizophrenia. So where this study really makes its mark is by showing, and this is something that a researcher not involved in it told me, showing that genes do not exist in a lockbox. Mm. Whether they are expressed or not depends on the environment in which they, in which the individual, finds him or herself. And that's what is so important, because I think in this age of genomics, genetics, it's very easy to become a genetic determinist, i.e. you think that my genes are what will make me and I have no choice in the matter. But in fact, environment turns genes on or keeps them off.
Well, you make other comparisons. You say that, for instance, we know that the BRCA mutation can raise the risk of breast cancer. So can not bearing children. It can raise your risk of breast cancer. But those two don't have the same molecular mechanism. In this case, the placenta and the genetics, it's all in one place. Because I thought we already knew that you could have the genetic predisposition for schizophrenia and a trauma, let's say a huge psychological trauma, might unleash those genes. But they're not in the same, as you say, molecular pathway.
The connection between trauma and schizophrenia is more like the BRCA breast cancer example, that trauma is thought to sort of tip the brain into a state where it's more likely to develop schizophrenia. Mm-hmm. But it's not believed, or at least it hasn't been found, that trauma literally turns the risk genes on or off. Exactly. But in this case, the conditions in utero do seem to do that. And the take-home message is one that nobody would disagree with, that, you know, prenatal care, prenatal health, taking care of the mother and the fetus before birth is crucial. But again, the sort of larger message is don't think that just because you carry risk genes that you are fated to develop some disease.
Well, let's underscore what you just said. So there are things that women can do, knowing this, to take really good care, and also healthcare providers. I mean, prenatal care seems like it's, you know, this makes it profoundly important, even though we knew it was. But can this be applied to other illnesses like, you know, the researcher you mentioned who said genes are in a lockbox is studying autism?
Yes, she is. And there, too, she is looking at whether the genes are expressed in both in the placenta and in the fetus. Her work has not yet shown what conditions of pregnancy do that. So whether it is also preeclampsia, diabetes, obesity, etc., remains to be discovered. But there is no question that, you know, the conditions before birth are crucial to determining whether or not the genes that the fetus carries are going to be turned on. And again, you know, every obstetrician knows you have to watch for high blood pressure in an expectant mother. But this just emphasizes that prenatal care is so important for both, you know, mothers-to-be and their care providers to really, really pay attention to.
Sharon Begley, senior science writer at STAT, thank you.
Thank you.